Podbot Door AI.
I need an app that allows me to automatically update all my podcasts wirelessly without syncing to iTunes. Apple blocked the podcast app in 2008. Installing iTunes on any non-Apple computer will always leave malware and unnecessary files on your computer, such as iPad service and iPod service. Even if I uninstall them, they will not completely delete all the content. The cracks in my program folder in every corner now contain Apple trash. And then there's $10 plus $8 shipping for the new Apple Pencil lid. A disgruntled Apple buyer has calculated that there is a 400% tax on flash and a 200% tax on RAM. Some people want to do what they want with their devices, which is why they hate this aspect of Apple products. They want a device that is simple and easy to use, and that does the few things they need well enough. If you drive off-road a lot, you wouldn't be pissed if the new Toyota Corolla isn't a 4x4. So why get mad at Apple offering something that is clearly not designed to meet your needs as a smartphone user? Apple's huge hate channel is some of its business practices that do not seem to fit the company's rhetoric that they do everything with the user in mind. Although there are many benefits to using Apple devices, people also like to hate Apple for obvious reasons. Apple has many loyal fans, but there are also many people who hate Apple. However, if you are one of the people who have a problem with the iPhone or any other Apple device or service, then I don't blame you for hating Apple. But if you look online, you will find many people line up to say how much they hate Apple. Every successful person or company has their own critics, but the scathing words about Apple are more complex than the popular chorus that haters hate. This phenomenon is not unique to Apple. There are fans of video games, TV shows, and even non-technical groups like sports teams that make others hate them. Even if you are fairly neutral about Apple, meeting an Apple fan who is trying to convince you of how good their products are, as if they are getting cut in profits, can make you dislike the brand. Apple is often criticized for limiting what users can do with their devices. Few companies enjoy the same loyalty as Apple, accompanied by huge hatred from those who hate the brand. While there are people who just use Apple products out of preference, some fans are stubborn. They buy every Apple product and defend every decision the company makes. Their loyalty to the brand often reaches cult levels, and the way they praise each new product the company launches can be a little off-putting. But people don't like expensive brands, especially ones that are perceived as status symbols like Apple. Conversely, ask any of the other comparable products, the new Amazon Kindle Fire, RIM Playbook, HP Touchpad, and you get indifference, even if the prices are the same or are made in the same factories. Chinese is used by Apple. Norman says the reaction, both love and hate, comes from Apple's projects. According to him, Apple focuses on design, which is expressed primarily in the products they sell, iPod, iMac, MacBook, iPhone, iPad, and provoke such an extreme reaction. No. What disgusts me is Apple's iconic approach to marketing and advertising. I am offended by the presumptuous way Apple has created technological apartheid, mainly by simply charging a lot more, but also distancing itself from regular PCs, which are personal computers for the layman. Apple wants you to know that computers are for simple, poor, unimaginative people with boring jobs. Critics say Apple's products don't have many features. Their technical characteristics are not comparable with the leading ones. They are more expensive. Apple is certainly not the only company that relies on Asian contract manufacturers like Foxconn to improve the profitability and efficiency of its products, despite numerous criticisms from working groups over the operating environment there. Apple has excellent quality control, with customer satisfaction ratings generally among the highest for retail, App Store, iPad, tech support, and iPhones. At the same time, it is the third largest smartphone manufacturer, and as its sales show that more than enough people agree with the current pricing strategy. These are just a few of the reasons people generally hate Apple. I hate Apple and I am an Android user, so if you are looking for an unbiased point of view, this is definitely not the case.
In this rant, I'll highlight everything I hate about Apple and why you should never endorse them or buy any of their products. If you have anything to add to this air vent, please comment and I'll add that. Apple customers come together in many places to share their enthusiasm and pain. However, on Reddit, the r Apple community has 875,000 subscribers, who were unexpectedly invited to Kvetch on Thursday. Many objected to the price of each key and the fact that the Apple Pencil isn't free with the iPad Pro. People have said that Apple is slowing down older iPhones as part of its planned obsolescence transition to get older phone users to buy a new device. In some cases, such as the infamous iPhone 4 antenna issue where cell phone reception is affected by holding the device in a natural position, Apple informs customers that they are not using the device properly. Apple users will argue that it is easier to buy from the company in closed source, but in fact it is not, you are just lazy. Therefore, if you have one of these devices and are having problems, you can get a free fix. Both my old iPhone and old iPad have constant notifications. You can't delete these notifications in the settings app to set random things, such as Apple Pay and 2FA. If you ignore these notifications, they will be. Go back upstairs. With the latest iPhone, Apple has done an excellent job of adding new features, most of which Android has been around for many years. When the iPod was still very popular, before the iPhone appeared, I asked Phil Schiller, Apple's marketing director at the time, about the lack of accessories such as FM tuners and recorders provided by competitors, even if they were their own products. No promotion in the market. Perhaps most ruthlessly, Apple has completely eliminated anyone's need for an hour-long luxury exploration of the music store, where you might encounter horror others.
Episode 1435 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Byron Dunn. Adios.